How do you hide a love affair when you're two big names in Hollywood? True Love is a new scripted podcast from Wondery that brings you stories of scandal, romance, and drama. And in the new season, Abby and Eric are co-stars in a new blockbuster superhero franchise. The last thing either of their careers need is an on-set romance. But they just can't help themselves. In True Love's second season, Abby and Eric bond over their shared suspicion that the movie they're in isn't very good. Their affair starts with a shared laugh, and then they exchange secret glances on set, and soon their on-screen love scenes spill over into real life. But when Nigel, another co-star, enters the picture, this Hollywood romance gets complicated fast, and a very messy affair ensues. Each season of True Love is passionate, scandalous, and is inspired by real-life love stories. You're about to hear a preview of True Love. While you're listening, follow True Love on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Take a listen.
I've done a lot of interviews, but I don't remember the lights being so hot and bright. The studio makeup artist stands on the sidelines like a cowboy, ready to quick draw her powder brush and take care of the sweat on my forehead. It feels like the producers of this talk show ordered a harsher spotlight just for me, to highlight all of the mistakes I've made this year. Now I'm sweating under this wool cardigan and blouse combo that my agent made me wear. She says it'll make me look more respectable. But at this point, even clothes approved by St. Mary's Holy Convent won't make that possible. From the corner of my eye, I see a production assistant trying to get my attention.
Excuse me, Miss Williams?
Abby's fine.
Do you need anything? Water, maybe some coffee?
The truth is, that's the first kind voice I've heard all day. And I'd love some water. But my hands are shaking so much I might spill it all over the place. No, thank you. There's the host, a daytime ratings queen whose facelifts left her looking more like the Joker than Beyonce. She's always cheerful and slightly snide. It gets ratings, but not reassuring when you're here to fight for your life and for your career. And the only way to do that is to share what I've been trying to hide for months.
Okay, people, I need quiet all around. We're about to start.
That's my cue. The host catches my eye from across the stage. That's her cue. She struts over with a big smile on her face, like she's about to play with her prey before she pounces. Her excitement is offensive.
Abby Williams, it's so great to finally meet you. I can't believe how amazing your skin is. I mean, I would die for skin like yours. What's your secret?
Thanks, Georgia. It's just lotion and sunscreen.
Oh, you're so lucky! All right, it looks like we're about to start. I've been hounding your agent for this exclusive for months. I want all the details, the cheating, the lies, the sex. Okay, are you ready?
You might be wondering why I agreed to come out of hiding and let some stranger ask me humiliating questions about my private life. I'll tell you why. Because it's my only chance at getting back everything I've lost. But am I ready to embarrass myself on camera all over again? And for the resulting shitstorm I'll face? Hell no. But I have no choice.
From Wondery, I'm Amber Rashawn Williams.
And I'm Justin Walker White.
And this is True Love. Each week, we bring you scandalous stories of love, lust, and heartbreak.
Don't take me away.
This is our four-part series called Cinematic Entanglements. And this is episode one. They shoot actors, don't they?
Together. Ooh.
A graceful flight into the fiery sea.
I knew this was coming. Not because I'm psychic, but because this happens every single month. I'm sitting on the Chintz couch in our one-bedroom apartment in North Hollywood, California. For those of you who aren't in LA, Hollywood is nothing like the movies make out. It's mostly tourists and cheap souvenir shops and the smell of failure and broken dreams. North Hollywood is worse. Strip malls and 120-degree heat. The couch I'm sitting on is where I write scripts and practice lines for whatever USC student director will cast me in their films. It's also where I sleep, which is why I do not want to answer that door. It's the landlord, and he wants the rent. And we don't have it.
Abby, can we just pretend we're not here? Just for a little while.
That's my mom, Lilac, the eternal optimist. How else would you explain going out and buying a Corvette on credit when my father left? She said, why not? We deserve it. I said, because I'm fucking 3 years old and no Corvette can make up for losing my dad. Without the fucking, of course. She had acting dreams too. Community theater is as close as she got. She's still there, which explains why we don't have the rent money. Look, Lilac, if we don't open the door, the neighbors will think it's the police.
Considering how many break-ins happen in this building, that might not be a bad thing.
Hello? I can hear you two in there.
I'm coming! When I open the door, the landlord is scowling. That's pretty much his permanent face. Today, his hairy arms are crossed over his yellow-stained t-shirt. He's not here to make nice.
Rent. You're a week late and you're still behind from last month.
I just need 2 more days. 2 days and I can pay it all off.
2 days, huh? You plan on robbing a bank? Maybe do a little dancing down at Camelot?
Excuse me. I'll have you know that if my daughter were ever to dance at one of those establishments, she'd get a lot more than a couple of $100.
That's sweet, Lilac. Just 2 days. I promise. Can we have 2 days, please? Okay, girl. Big smile and bat them eyes.
I'll give you 2 days, that's it.